Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. Today we will focus on a verse from the Bhagavatam that tells us what can completely and entirely satisfy the self. Savai pungsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adokshaye ahaituk yapratihata jayatma supasidati. The supreme occupation, paro dharma, for all humanity is that by which man can attain unmotivated and uninterrupted loving devotional service unto the Lord that completely satisfies the self. So here we learn that there must be two qualities: purity of intention, that means it's free from selfish motivation, and there must be a consistency of attempt. The devotional service should not be uninterrupted. Today, yes. Tomorrow, absolutely no. No, these it should be consistent. That brings satisfaction. It gives further knowledge and also detachment. There's something else which I would like to bring to your attention that is necessary to satisfy the self. You must do it, you must do your devotional activities authentically. It must come from the deepest place within you. It must come from what you want to offer to Krishna. There is a very nice description in Bhaktamala about a devotee who served the Lord the way she wanted to serve him. I'm speaking of the great devotee Kama Bhai. Every morning before the breakfast time of Lord Jagannath in the big temple, she would cook a simple stew called khichdi. And Lord Jagannath, seeing her great affection, came personally to her little hut to eat her khichdi. He considered it the tastiest of all other preparations. This Kama Bai was a simple person. I think she was a street sweeper. She came from a very, very modest background. One day, a Vaishnava saw how she cooked for Lord Jagannath without first bathing. Maybe Kama Bai got up a little late that morning. He started to instruct her in the rules for purity. He quoted from some Karmakanda section of the Vedas. Next morning, it became late because Kama Bai fulfilled so many rules and regulations that she could not really keep the time. And as a result, the Lord had to wait. Remember, he came always before his official breakfast time in the temple, because he liked Kama Bai's preparation more than any other preparation cooked for him. Now, when the Pandas, the priests, started to open the curtain, the Lord had to hastily get up without cleaning his mouth. He somehow had to rush back to the temple to stand there before the curtain was fully opened. And when the priest looked at the Lord, he saw there were patches of Kitchery, the simple stool, next to his mouth and also on his hands. In the evening, the priest, who was shocked, how did this happen on the temple? Did I make a mistake of what was there? In the evening, the priest went to bed. The Lord appeared before him in his dream. He said, "My dear priest, you must know, every morning I go to Kamabai because I'm attracted by her sincere devotion. Then this devotee comes to her and gives her many rules and regulations. So yesterday she was late, and therefore I was late. I couldn't even wash my mouth and my hands." And then Lord Jagannath spoke something very, very important for this podcast. He said, "There are so many procedures and also so many opinions about how to worship me best. Not knowing this, if one forces a devotee by strong arguments and preaching to change his or her mode of worship, to which he or she is spontaneously attracted, it is an injustice. See, Krishna wants from all of our preparations one particular ingredient, and that is the bhakti, the devotion. And devotion is always a personal expression of what is there within one's heart. So this information about Kamabai, the great devotee, was given to the king. And the king decreed, as long as Kamabai lived, Jagannath would go to her and eat. And this should be accepted, and we should not create an inconvenience for Lord Jagannath. If he is sometimes a little late, so in returning to the altar, the main altar, so be it. When Kamabai disappeared, Lord Jagannath cried for her. And this came again to the attention to the king of the king of Puri, and he ordered that from that day on, other priests should cook Kamabai's Khichdi recipe in the temple or kitchen of Lord Jagannath and offer the Khichdi to Lord Jagannath. Before, the simple stew was simply not allowed within the temple compound. So yes, if we want to be satisfied in our devotional service, we should try to do what we do with a purity of intent, without selfish motivation. We should also be consistent in our activities of service. Be authentic, perform authentic bhakti. The verse said that this unmotivated and uninterrupted bhakti, which completely satisfies the self, is the highest dharma. There's a very interesting verse in one of the shastras. I read this in the book of my god brother Mahavishnu Swami, the elderly Swami from Gujarat. And he quoted this verse, which informs us about the importance of Dharma. The verse goes like this. At the time of death, all the wealth a person collects stays in the safe place where he was preserving it. The cows and the goats that he had remain in their dwelling places. His wife accompanies him only up to the doorway. His friends and relatives come with him only up to the funeral ground. His body accompanies him only up to the funeral pyre. The only thing that assists him beyond that funeral pyre is his dharma. So let us be mindful that this bhakti which we perform to Krishna, this parodharma or highest of all dharmas, should have these two qualities, pure in intention and consistency of our attempts. But in addition to this, it should be authentic bhakti. It has to come from your own will, your own determination. It has to be your own offering, the offering of your heart. Such bhakti will not only satisfy you, no, it will satisfy the Lord. First of all, the Lord will be satisfied, and then automatically we, his devotees, are satisfied. If you give water to the root, all the leaves will prosper. In the same way, if you please Krishna, who is the root of the tree of all existence, at that time, all the leaves, that means all the living entities, will be totally satisfied. I wish each one of you all the best and request you to sit for a moment after this above the clouds and think, what can you do today exclusively for Krishna's pleasure? And further, what do you like to offer today exclusively for Krishna's pleasure? Do this and expect miracles to happen. Thank you very much, and I see you for the next Above the Clouds.